This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen here with an overview for the next hour of things that some consider to be metaphysical, spiritual, intuitive. I don't know. There's a lot of different things that we use in our extrasensory perception where we all have it. That's why I call it Your Hidden Power. There are five things that allow you to live in the world and be somewhat normal. And then there are things that go on that some people think are abnormal. I, for one, do not think that these things that we talk about in a collective sense are abnormal. I think they are very normal. Have I always thought this way? No. But do I think this way now? Yes, because it's come into my life, this relationship, if that's what it is, with things that are not easily explained. Come into my life as a tool. A way, a path, if you will, for me to help myself. And that's really what life is all about, isn't it? Some of us rely on a lot of people to help us through whatever it is that goes on in our lives. And that's a good thing. Help is fabulous. Having good, strong mental and emotional health comes from oftentimes a different point of view that comes from somebody who's an expert. But when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, if you're looking to improve yourself or to figure out what's going on, it has to start with you. You got to look in the mirror. It has to come from within, not from without. I often, and I think I still do, sometimes blame people and circumstances for problems I might have. But in reality, it's got to be about you. It's got to be something that you want to learn in order to make your life better. And I think that's the spirit in which we come forth with these various things in this program. Uri Geller will join us later in the hour. Mary O'Malley, who is our psychic scout, and Maria Francesca Trilogy, our astrologer, all will follow up on their weekly overview of things that will help you out. What we have for you today in terms of an interview, a couple of folks who were with us I think about a year or so ago, if I remember correctly, but I had my first encounter with them when my father died in 2004. Dennis and Alice Jackson are here. They are well known as spiritual mediums. They have written and they have worked together. I remember, I think probably for the benefit of those who are not familiar with you, Alice Best Jackson and Dennis Jackson, how did the two of you meet? Because I think that's a good story, and then we'll go from there as to how you help people and how, because you help people, you're able to help people because you helped yourself. Do you think that's a good place to start?
Yeah, it is.
Good morning, Doug. Yeah.
Good morning.
I got to tell you, I love your intro.
What we're going to have to do, though, we're going to have to pause for a sec because we've got to get you on a better line. This is not a good connection for us to have a good grown-up conversation. So I'm going to have you hold on for a second while Kara reworks the lines. In the meantime, I want to tell you about what is up as a podcast now. Your Hidden Power's current podcast is energizing your creativity for a better you. In essence, the conversation that I had with numerologist Hans De Kaas, explaining the difference between astrology and numerology. He talks about his career and how he's done a lot of travel, and he was looking for a method to expand his reach to those who couldn't meet him in person. So he started to develop a numerology software program that people use today, and this is something that's available if you go to worldnumerology.com. He's popularized the work, worldnumerology.com. So you listen to that conversation. Uri Geller in the current podcast and I talk about the museum that he's building right down the street from his new home in Israel. He teaches you about the many powerful benefits of exercising your creativity and imagination. So that's part of the current podcast. It's podcast 57 at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Psychic Mary O'Malley, expanding on how she puts the creativity of her clients to work in sessions. And then Maria Trilogy warns that we need to stay grounded during any lunar eclipse, especially the one we experienced last week. So that's all part of what you can learn. Find all of the information that's there. They are accruative. That is, we have one lesson after another after another. They're all, I think the analysis of what goes on there is really kind of a cool expression of many different people's work. So yourhiddenpowershow.com, they're all archived there. Conversations to expand your mind, which we will continue to do in a moment after these words.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291-4180.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Price and time, the two most important things when you're booking a flight. But price and time of your flight are only part of the equation, which is why Route Happy is helping both travel sites and airlines bring you all the info you need to make a better decision. Jason Robitowitz is Director of Airline Research at Route Happy.
We partner with a lot of different search sites like Expedia, Google Flights, all the big search sites out there where our data is displayed on their site. Rather than just seeing the price or the time of departure, you can see what the amenities are offered and what it actually looks like inside the aircraft, what kind of entertainment there is, whether there's Wi-Fi. So it's good for passengers to actually know what they're buying into rather than just seeing a price.
Check out RouteHappy.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Howdy, folks. Carl Sanders here with a big old holiday radio commercial for KFC. Wrapping presents is a lot of work, so let the Colonel do the cooking tonight. I'm making KFC $20 fill-ups. That's 8 pieces of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits for just $20. I'll even wrap it for you. The wrapping is just a bucket. But it's a swell-looking bucket. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Alice and Dennis Jackson here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. We get back to the Jacksons and how they have worked together. But I suggested when we were first talking that they helped each other. Who helped which person first? Dennis, did you help Alice first, or did Alice, you help Dennis first?
I always say I woke up in 1992, January 1st, and then we met in 96. So it was one of those things where I had to find me first before I could find her. And
you know,
she was finding herself on the East Coast.
Yeah, I talked about this as we started here, the idea of when you have problems, things that you want to resolve, and you're looking outside elsewhere. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
I found this out the hard way. It sounds like you did too. You got to figure out what's going on inside of you in order to get any benefit at all from any of this stuff. You agree?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Go ahead. We have a little bit of a delay because you're on two separate phones, so I'll try to work with that little bit. you were talking about how you were better off at the beginning, Dennis. You got something from Alice. What was it?
Well, when we first started, when we met, from the time we met, and that's by that way, that's chapter 12 in our book, I moved to Miami, and I didn't really know which direction I was going, but Alice allowed me or gave me the ability to go ahead and start working with the mediumship while she was still working a regular job. So then I got myself in gear, and then I came back and brought her in, and now we do this all together. It took about 6 years before we were really working together totally, and actually about 3 years. And,
all right,
and from
three
that
years.
Point on, it's just in both of us.
Yeah, so let's talk about this and the way that you practice your medicine, your mind medicine. We're all used to, or most of us may have had readings from one person at one point in time or another, or maybe a number of readings. You get one perspective. So with the two of you, is it two for the price of one, in a sense, that you both have different ways of tuning in to people and what their needs are? Some people need emotional relief. Some people need clarity. Some people need direction. Some people just need to be shaken up. So how
I'll
do you
my, I'll let my
good
soul.
Intuitively, I was a divorce lawyer when Dennis and I met, and I practiced holistic law, which means I really tapped into people's needs then without realizing I was using psychic ability. And when I started listening to that voice inside and coming from the other side telling me certain things, I was tapping in without realizing it. When I met Dennis and we started doing our mediumship together, I trained just like anybody else. I took workshops. I did everything. And I allowed myself to tap in. So I learned. We learned from each other. And when we do our readings together, my tool is my automatic writing that I would do for myself to help myself, and it turned into automatic art, automatic drawing, and that's what I do when we do our readings. Dennis does the actual reading. I sit in, I help, and I'm hearing things as well, but not the way Dennis does. I do it intuitively through my art, and it helps people, and it adds to the reading. Like some people use cards or runes or just other tools. My tool is the art. Dennis's tool is his clairvoyance and clairaudience.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of your art here now that's available. By the way, what's your website so people can go and fiddle around and get a sense as to what you're all about?
It is messagesfrombeyond.com.
So who's getting the messages? Dennis or you or both of you? And you claim to be twin souls. And so are you thinking together? Do you both get messages at the same time? How does it work?
Dennis.
Well, basically what happens is I go into my space and bring through whatever is needed for the person. And during that time, Alice is really the holder of the space. And when she does that, it really channels everything to the two of us. I'm the voice most of the time. And then Alice does her drawing. And then we analyze the drawing at the end of the reading and look at it and see if there's any added messages that need to be brought through. And a lot of times there are abundance of messages just in that drawing, because you can see all kinds of different things that they send through: animals, people, words. It comes
colors.
Through initials, all colors, all kinds of stuff. So she really covers the gamut, and we analyze it with the client as we're finishing up the reading, because she always sends a quick shot and a screenshot so that they can see it as we're talking at the same time.
I'm trying to remember what the picture was. When you did a reading for me a number of years ago, there was a picture involved. And as I said a few minutes ago, it was right after the death of my father. And you calmed me down, Dennis. The first thing you said to me was, my father was saying through you to me, I'm sorry, which is a great story, and we'll pick it up from there. 21 after the hour. This is Your Hidden Power.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We continue now on your connection to your own hidden power and skill. I'm Doug Steffen with Alice and Dennis Jackson. So I want to give you an example of how they work. My first encounter, and I'm trying to remember where I was. We were in a studio together, but I don't remember whether it was in, it wasn't in Los Angeles because my father didn't die until 2004.
Well, I remember. I think we were in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I think you were on my farm. I think you came into the studio in my farm.
We were at your home.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So my father had just died. And I asked Dennis about that. And I think, I don't remember whether we were on the air or off the air when we were talking about it. Not important, because we'd have the same conversation whether it was on or off the air. And the first thing you said to me was that he said he was sorry. I can't believe that you remember conversations, but you might be able to tune back into him. Just as an example of how you work. There are a lot of things going on in my life at the moment, and I don't much think about my father, honestly, and I don't much think about my mother. I think about some other people that I've known. Is that good for me or bad for me, or does it make a difference? Is it good or bad? And are there people like my father who want to talk to me?
Every person that comes through has a reason for coming through. Every time I connect with someone, there's a reason behind it. It always is. And usually it's because the philosophy I live by is that we planned our lives from the beginning of this before we ever got here. So all of these interactions, all these communications happen with people. It's already planned out. So when even us appearing on your talk show is a planned event. So anything that comes through is given at that time for you to move forward in your spiritual journey or adventure, as I call it, in this life. So when things come through, I tell this to people all the time, I don't know what I'm talking about, to be honest. I don't know until they confirm what it means, because I don't know anything about you or about the clients that I talk to. I don't know anything at all. And we had a client. We had a reading, and a year later they came back for another reading, and what happened was she said, you told me that exactly last time. Everything you said, you said last time, and I need something new. And I said, well, that's all they're giving me, because that's all I had.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that was always meant to come through. And your dad coming through with the apology, he did that for you. Because when we're on the other side, we don't have the emotions or the tie-ups that we have in a human form. We are pure spirit and pure love. So when they see that someone has something in their psyche that's kind of struggling, they may not even know they needed it. Like, I don't know if you needed that apology from your dad, but he wanted to hear it because he felt that was what you needed to move along.
Yeah.
And I've had that a lot.
Well, I think a lot of people deny that. Men do especially. I know I'm in touch with my feminine side. Don't always understand it, but that's very interesting. I'll pass that along to my daughter, who'll be very intrigued with that. She's just at her age becoming intrigued with all this. And Alice, what do you add to now? So are you drawing while we're having this conversation? Because that's what you always do.
I do. I'm not drawing right now, only because it's we're not tapped into, you know, one reading tapping into the one person like that.
Right.
But I love the drawing that I did for you the last time when we spoke. That the black and the white, the two faces.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. But as far as your grandson, though, it's very important that he tap in, because he's going to be able to see and hear people.
Yeah.
So
I think he's a very old soul.
Exactly. That's very important.
Yeah.
And I love that that was able to come through for you like that.
Yeah, me too. All right, Dennis and Alice Jackson, messagesfrombeyond.com. You can find out. They have all kinds of fabulous books, coloring books, that kind of stuff. Together Again, Twin Souls Reunite in Love and Life. So a fabulous way of connecting and getting help. Alice and Dennis Jackson at messagesfrombeyond.com.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with a big old holiday radio commercial for KFC. Wrapping presents is a lot of work, so let the Colonel do the cooking tonight. I'm making KFC $20 fill-ups. That's 8 pieces of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits for just $20. I'll even wrap it for you. The wrapping is just a bucket, but it's a swell-looking bucket. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump and First Lady Melania arrive at the Capitol to pay respects to former President George H.W. Bush, who is lying in state in the rotunda. The president standing silent, then saluting the casket. Prior to his death, Bush 41 requesting that President Trump come to the rotunda, putting aside any differences Donald Trump has had with the Bush family. Wreaths surround the casket, which is covered with an American flag. Thousands of people standing in line, filing by to pay respects until Wednesday morning. Here's Vice President Mike Pence.
On behalf of the First Family and my family and the American people, We offer our deepest sympathies and respects to your family.
Flags across the country flying at half staff. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Your Hidden Power, back now with Uri Geller. I'm Doug Steffen. Uri is one of the most interesting, the mindful people that I know. So, Uri, every week when we get together, I sort of pose a problem or I look at something that is motivational. What is there that's motivational? I'm catching my breath because I ran back up here. Okay, got it. You ever find yourself in a position physically that you don't want to be in, and then you figure a way to make it work for you? Do you ever get into a situation where you're like out of breath, or you're doing something, climbing up a set of stairs? Because you're very physical. That's one of the things that people admire about you. You have I can remember when I was sitting in your living room doing the radio program, during a break when we'd have a conversation, you'd be doing sit-ups. Or on your bike or whatever.
Not exactly sit-ups, but I would be riding a stationary bike. But listen, let me tell you something. Since we came to live in Old Jaffa, which is kind of a suburb of Tel Aviv, it takes us about 20 minutes to walk from Old Jaffa to center of Tel Aviv. I'll tell you something unbelievable. I always thought that I was in very good shape. And although I was always lean, my weight is always 70 kilos. But what I did gain in the last 2 years living in Old Jaffa is muscles. My legs have gained a massive muscle mass because everywhere we go in Old Jaffa, there are stairs. For instance, in our apartment, there are no elevators, no lifts. So I have to go upstairs. Getting up to our apartment is a flight of stairs. Going up to Old Jaffa from, let's say, the main road is stairs. Going to my museum is stairs. So you gain well-being and you're putting your body in good shape because you're automatically training it. So what I'm trying to tell you that if you were in good shape, you wouldn't have been out of breath now. You would have been able to go up 4, 5, 6, 7, even 8 flights quickly, and your heart rate would still be at around 80 to 110 beats per minute. I'm an expert in heart rate. And if you are in shape, then your rest pulse, your resting heart rate drops, let's say, from 80 to 70, from 70 to 60. Some athletes, their heart rates are like 38 beats per minute.
I know.
You know, if a doctor wouldn't know that you're an athlete and he puts a thumb to your wrist to measure or listen to your heartbeat, they will say, hey, you better go to a hospital. So the fitter you are, your heart rate pumps slower, which is very, very important and very good.
This is part of
our listeners.
But go ahead, Mary, finish this, the thought.
Yeah, to all our listeners now, all of you, first of all, go to the doctor and have yourself checked up. You've got to have a medical checkup to make sure you're not anemic, to make sure you don't have high blood pressure, you don't have sugar. All those things are a must. Colonoscopy is a must. Colonoscopy is a must, and I'll tell you again, colonoscopy is a must. Because if you don't do colonoscopy, suddenly you might get cancer, and the doctor will tell you, why didn't you come a year before? Anyhow, so these are the golden rules, and if the doctor tells you can exercise, then don't be lazy, don't take the lifts, don't take elevators, go up the stairs. Even when I go on escalators, I walk up while the escalator is moving up, and just get yourself in shape naturally. That's it. Yeah. I said what I have to say.
Well, what I was thinking as you said that, because you and I are both in good shape, I think you pay attention and I pay attention to what we eat and what we exercise. My admittance here is that I was eating as I was coming up the stairs, so I wasn't breathing properly. You always have to this. My lawyer's office is on the fourth floor, so when I go there, I always walk up the stairs instead of going up the elevator because it is much better for you. And if you are measuring your breath, if you are taking proper breath, you're mindful. That's what it really is. It's part of being mindful, thinking about how your body works. And without having proper air intake, you will not have any, you won't have the ability to make it up the stairs. Well, you'll be huffing and puffing when you get to the top. But if you measure as you go up, I'm sure that, yeah, this has benefited your legs greatly. I find that my legs are, as I get older and want to be focused on my physical strength, it is important because without legs, without walking, without being able to be mobile, your life is a misery.
Yeah. Listen, Doug. If your lawyers are above your floor, you better be in super extra good shape because when you see their bill, they charge you $600 an hour. Your heart is going to race anyhow.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's very true. But staying in shape, that's a great place to be.
Great being with you. Love to everyone, and we'll speak next week again.
Uri Geller, URIGELLER. See what we take 5, 6, 7 minutes, and what a motivating factor it is and having a conversation with him. That's, we all now are motivated to make sure. This is something that I talk about all the time with all the doctors that I have on the air. You need to know what's going on in your body. Get an annual physical. Get the blood work done. Know exactly what's going on. And it will help expand your own hidden power. To feel good about yourself physically is to feel good about yourself spiritually, mentally, emotionally. So take Uri's advice and make sure you're taking care of yourself. I don't know that it takes any heavy lifting. Talking about muscle and stuff brings me around to getting a focus on Calotren, Calotren, which is the country's number one, best, and healthiest choice for losing weight. And as Uri was saying, as he's gotten older, he's gotten more muscular, so have I, because it's important to hold your body together. Without that muscle, you won't be able to hold your skeleton together as you get older. So if you want to be healthy as you grow older, then this is the way to do it. 30% of the protein in your body is from collagen. Collagen is the main ingredient of Calotren, and Calotren will help you lose the weight by helping you stimulate your body into making more collagen. As you get to 30, 40, 50, less collagen is being produced, so less protein, less muscle. You get into this routine, which involves taking 4 capsules a night when you go to bed. It works on your body, and then when you exercise, it's that much better. But the exercise, which builds up the muscle, pushes out the fat. You burn it off. That's how you lose the weight. Pretty simple, straightforward. Taking collagen amazingly helps stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own. And then you exercise as you should, walk, lift weights, do that sort of thing, and you'll be amazed at the success. Check out the box. DJV is what you put in it. Toploss.com is the place to go. Look for the deal. Use DJV. Lose that weight at Toploss.com using Calotren.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth. Tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop, and now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle segment. Available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This is your Hidden Power Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Now joining us is our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley. You are listening to Uri talking about staying in shape. One of the things that people use folks like you for is getting into a mental state. I think about you and I think about the Olympics and how many people who have, and this is a very practical way, Mary, of relating to people as to how they can find that sixth sense and use it for their hidden power, use it for their benefit. If you think about Olympic contests, Olympic games, it usually isn't the best looking or the strongest men or women who are crowned with wreaths. Sometimes that's the case, but the competitors often come to people like you to get their mind tuned up so they'll be in that winning state. Isn't that true?
That is true, especially with the hypnosis. It really helps them stay focused and very centered during the competition.
And how does that work? How does it? Can you explain from a psychic point of view how the message gets into your brain? What is it that makes it work? Is it repetition? Is it being open? Is it understanding? Because it works differently with different people.
A lot of it's repetition. So anytime you do something over and over again in a certain way, then the subconscious mind will download it as a computer program for you, so that you do it the same every time, like riding a bike or driving your car or swimming. And so what you want to do is create the program that's going to benefit you the most. So imagining yourself, you know, shooting baskets over and over and over again, or imagining yourself going down the ski run and feeling your body. It's not just the picture. It's everything you can add to it, feeling your body, how it smells, how the air tastes, you know, whatever that is. I know I made an audio for my son's girlfriend when she was trying out to be a lifeguard, and she said it really helped her relax, you know, during the competition. And she made it this year. Yay.
Yeah.
So,
I think the repetition, depending on the time when you do it, if you're doing it before bed, that stuff certainly helps your subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and it's consistent forward motion, not going backward, not looking in the rearview mirror, but looking ahead, and maybe having somebody like you who can say, okay, if you do this, this is where I see it going, or, you know, whatever spirit says is the way to gain or to get to what you want. It's not something that you can do by yourself, I don't think. I think we all need help. I really do. And
it is something you can do by yourself, but it's so much better when you get help. It's so much better to have somebody there helping you stay focused. And, you know, the other thing about working with a hypnotherapist is that sometimes we have little programs in our mind that slow us down or sabotage us in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So finding out if there's any little thought process going on in there that is keeping you from being your very best self, definitely want to, you know, have a guide through that process.
How about, we've talked a lot about the impact of the moon and Mercury being in retrograde and all that sort of stuff, the collision of sort of natural events. The Northern Lights are going to be shining this week. The Aurora Borealis, there are a lot of people who go out of their way to go see them every year. Does that help? Any of these experiences help to open people up a little bit? Are you more likely or less likely? You know, this collision of the eclipse and the full moon and Mercury in retrograde, is that better? Does that enhance the experience, or does it make people more wary?
I think it depends on where you are in that moment anyway. You can use the power of that change to shift and change yourself. As you stay positive and decide that you're going to use these energies for your best self. Otherwise, if little things start going wrong, which you see in Mercury retrograde, you can, you know, use that to pull you down too. So it really depends on how you approach the energy, I think.
Yeah, and again, using the subconscious, the putting your mind in the right place before maybe you go to sleep, and a place of the tranquility, all of that will help to, I think that for me anyway, it enhances my own ability to move forward, because it is you that's going to help you move forward. You can get help from people like Mary, and you can do that by going to PsychicScout.com, PsychicScout.com. Mary O'Malley here on Your Hidden Power.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Now 53 after the hour, your hidden power. Now, with our astrologer, Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is your astrological light beacon and the author of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work, here to talk about Jupiter entering the sign of Scorpio. That happens this week, first time in 12 years. So I have a few Scorpios in my life. Is this only good for those who have birth sign of Scorpio? Is this good for moon sign Scorpio? What is this? The Jupiter entering the sign of Scorpio, good for?
Good morning. Well, Jupiter is the planet that brings goodness, brings benefits, brings goodness, brings opportunity for positive change in a person's life, and overall brings this energy. And now Scorpio, of course, we know, is the sign of the people that are quite tenacious, will go after what they want and go all the way down as far as they have to go to get the answer.
Are we always
successful? The natural detectives of the zodiac.
Are we always successful? That's the question.
Well, you know, you have to determine and decide what success is. If you believe that success is going after your goal and making a statement about what you think is right, then you're a success. You know, the saying goes, I'd rather fail at something I tried hard at than not try hard at all. So to your second question about who will be, who will benefit, everyone will. So no matter your sun sign, your moon sign, your ascendant sign, wherever Scorpio appears in your birth chart, it will be where that support and ultimate success will be the most prevalent. So it's important to, with this event only happening once every 12 years, for you to pay attention, get your chart done by a reputable astrologer, and take a look at where that Jupiter transit or that Scorpio energy is going to be able to support your life. And that is probably the best way for you to gather any kind of, you know, to me, Jupiter brings us the strength and the passion to go after what we want. And then hopefully it will be a success. You know, of course, it all depends. Scorpio takes on some pretty powerful, I would say, challenges. Yes, absolutely right. And some of them are quite successful. You know, is every endeavor we go after a success? Again, it depends on how defining we determine
success.
It.
Yeah, defining success. So if you're looking for a good person to get a reading from, that wasn't why Maria said what she did, but I'm going to say it for her. The problem is nobody can spell her name. So if you go to SMBWorks at earthling.net, you can find
Maria. Just give me a hello. This is so-and-so, and I heard you on Good Day with Doug Steffen. And I will definitely get back with you.
All right. Well, she'll get back to everybody, but just it makes it, you get into the front of the line, perhaps. Let's go back to the meanings. In this circumstance, we're talking about Jupiter entering the sign of Scorpio. Who figured this all out? You've become a student of it. You've learned it. But where did the initial... Where did the initial information come from? Who did the research? Who put all of this together?
Yes, oh my goodness. Years and years and years of studying. So at one time, astronomy and astrology were one study first. And then as they started realizing the effect of how these planets would move around, and what kind of effect they had on different people and how the planets affected. So it was through, I will say, the tenacity of many young, early astrologers, astronomers. As I said, first it was just astronomy because they noticed what was going on in the sky and how it affected people on the planet and crops and weather. And that's how it all started. And then they broke it down more and more and more and more to this.
The astrologers and astronomers. So it is. It's fascinating how you put all of this together. It's like learning math or science or anything. It is a science. So if you want to talk to Maria, SMBWorks at earthling.net. This is your hidden power.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.